Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for May 31st, 2014. And I'm grateful to have you on the show today, going into the subject of networking for net worth. You might say value-added networking. Now, I've been kind of dancing around this subject of net neutrality and net reality and networking for the purpose of value-added benefits for net worth. Last several shows, especially on the HeartCom Network, this last several articles. But I have been, since the first of the year, discussing an understanding of the network in larger cosmic love terms regarding the quantum field, the web of light, the web of consciousness, and the understanding that what we do to the web, we do to ourselves, because it's all connected. And this understanding of quantum reality, quantum science, quantum field, the net, in that sense, is more of the etheric understanding of the net. Today I'll be going into not just the etheric or spiritual, but also the mental, emotional, and physical dimensions, you might say directions, of this. I've provided some talking points, show notes, that provided a link on my heartcom.org website. I provided that link. You can go to that and look at, if you haven't already, to get some orientation to the talking points I'll be going into. I refer to this as the four directions or four dimensions as components to the capstone vision. And when I say the capstone vision, you might say a third eye centered and connected vision that has been classically throughout history referenced with the symbol of the capstone of the pyramid. Excuse me. And I'm talking in terms of these four components or these four sides of the pyramid, or you might say the four gates of what's sometimes anciently called the city four square. These four sides are sometimes referred to by Native American and Indian culture as the four winds or the four directions. They're also understood as the four dimensions, first three being space, you know, vertical, horizontal, and depth, and the fourth dimension of time, which is, you might say, an illusion, but it's like motion pictures. Each of these still pictures in space in sequences creates the illusion of motion, motion pictures in time. And the fifth dimension being an integration of the first four, like the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization. And that integration in the capstone is a whole that's greater than the sum of the parts. It is, when one is self-actualized, or otherwise individualized, as Jung would call it, integrated, whole, and centered and connected, there is a mastery. With mastery, with the capstone conscience, comes the ability to basically frame awareness from any perspective, any dimension, any of these sides of the you might say the pyramid of self and civilization. Now, some longtime listeners of Cosmic Love and some people into basically the mysteries of God, the mysteries of the order of the universe, are familiar with these archetypes, as Jung called them, and this understanding of, you know, the archetypes, the archetypal pure geometry, thought forms, frames of reference for the first principles of cosmic law, cosmic love. Those first principles and that understanding of those first principles is really a frame of reference of universal natural law principles. And I frame that in a lot of different ways and different websites I've provided in the ongoing articles to subscribers of the list. You have an understanding of what I'm referring to when I talk about components to the capstone. But for those who are new to the show, I'll try and keep it simple in terms of spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical components, which is sometimes referred to as the four lower bodies, you know, the higher etheric spiritual, and where it meets the mental, and where that mental body becomes energy in motion with emotion, and when the energy in motion, how it manifests in the physical body, you know, physically. So we're talking about basically the whole cosmogenesis of creation from spirit to matter, and some people refer to it as the spirit that matters. You know, if you want to make a difference, if not the difference, then that is, of course, the spirit of, well, let's call it cosmic love, that makes a difference. So that's a little bit of an introduction, and I'm going to be going into this some more. Just thought of give kind of an orientation to the weather. The local weather is gorgeous here in the mountains of Montana. We got snow-capped mountains and green everywhere. We had lots of rain, and it's just beautiful. And we got the eagles and the seagulls flying up and down the river corridor, Yellowstone River running through the valley here. And we just got the hummingbirds in the garden and the big giant bumblebees on flowering everything in our gardens. And it's beautiful. And now as far as the cosmic weather, those who listen to this show on a regular basis know I like to go into what's going on energetically for the planet at this time. And the coordinates in that regard are kind of interesting today, and that's why I'm mentioning it. And I'm referring to specifically, the you might say, the astrology, psychology of moon in the new moon, here just a couple days, a few days ago, the 28th, was in Gemini. It kind of set the matrix for the month and initiated the cycle we're in right now, with the moon has gone into Cancer conjuncting Jupiter in the sign of Cancer, and conjuncting Jupiter in the grand square, grand cross that I've been, I've had several shows in Cosmic Love recently on this subject. I had Kai Pacha on the show recently, here back in April. And for those who have followed Cosmic Love, you might appreciate his 28th, May 28th video that I had on regarding the Gemini new moon coordinates. He gives a really interesting orientation to the cosmic weather, personal relationships, planetary politics, geopolitics, and how it all relates to what's going on in the field, the quantum field, the astrology, psychology of the hour. So that's interesting now. Right now, it's kind of a soft energy, and I'm not going to get too intense today, but I am going to go into this understanding of net worth, networking for net worth, value-added networking, and from the spiritual perspective, mental, emotional, and physical. And I've provided a graphic on the article with the notes that's provided the link with the show. And if you're looking at it, I like to do audio-visual in this regard. It kind of helps for orientation to the dynamics, you might say, at this time with Cosmic Love and a cycle throughout 2014 that I've been initiating since the first of the year, with more understanding of this of field dynamics, again, astrology, psychology, and field dynamics with what's going on with net reality, internet reality, net neutrality, big issues in the global consciousness right now. They're really defining issues, basically defining the World Wide Web that we all want, and the understanding of the transformation of the internet with social networks, and how social networks is culturing a new social conscience, and that's a new net reality. So this understanding of net reality and networking spiritually is above all from, you might say, the perspective of each one's internet connection. Now, I'm going to be getting to the internet externally, but internally, the internet, as far as the quantum field, some people refer to it as the heart coherent field that really runs largely the brain field. It's about thousands of times stronger than magnetic fields. But the understanding of the brain field, you might say, as an interface for the quantum field, how we register the frequencies, the energies, the mind of God, you might say, the mind of the intelligence of the field. Now, this is heady stuff for those who haven't been following other shows on Cosmic Love or the articles from the HeartCom Network. But I go into this consistently, repeatedly, with links that you can understand you know, the concept of the field, the quantum field, and what's going on with galactic alignment in the field as our solar system crosses the galactic plane in a 25,800-year cycle where we orbit up and across the plane twice, the last time being about 15,000 years ago as we entered, if we go up and down across it in a sine wave curve across the galactic plane. The last time was Atlantis, the rise of Atlantis. So are we seeing the rise of a new global civilization with basically a new net reality? Well, understanding the concept of net reality spiritually, above all, is really understanding and appreciating one's internet connection. In other words, where you might say you put the focus of your attention is where your God is. Now, most people don't think about God or Source in terms of the field, but again, what we do to the net, we do to ourselves. What we do in relationship with net reality, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, we do to ourselves. So this is a concept that not many people are addressing out there. I have a unique way of coming at it with this understanding of the geometric ordered divinity, you might say the law of the angles of God, geometric ordered divinity, pure geometry, and the language of the angels as far as heart coherence, and how the two of those together correspond to left and right hemispheres of the brain, and with the brain switching from the two halves when they're in balance, the synergy is greater than the sum of the parts. So these are dynamics that I consistently go into with different Cosmic Love shows and the show notes, which I provide on the HeartCom Network and publish with hot links so you can go into more depth for understanding this dynamic. Well, this dynamic right now in the quantum field spiritually is, in a sense, impersonal. Understanding spiritual field energies in terms of the neutral, the neutral energies and the impersonal. When I say impersonal, I mean neutral net reality of, you know, the field. In other words, it's nothing personal. It's just universal cosmic divine order in the field. It's basically cosmic law. There's nothing. It's nothing personal. It's just the law. I mean, the order of the universe. It's just the law. So this concept of spirituality and the impersonal nature of it's not, there's not, it's not a common understanding. It was expressed well, this understanding, by Miguel Ruiz, who I had on Cosmic Love, that must have been about a year ago. Miguel Ruiz is the author of the Four Agreements, you may be familiar with, and one of the Four Agreements is, according to Miguel, and this is a quote from him, don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. And when you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. That's Miguel Ruiz from his Four Agreements. So, again, I'm referencing at this point the direction, you might say, from the top down vibrationally, and there's an arrow I provided, one of the four directions. So this is spirituality from the top down. You might say the light of the infinite and the eternal as it descends into the here now plane of the physical. And but it's as this spiritual energy descends, it's impersonal. It's you know, you may respond in a personal way, but as Miguel Ruiz says, don't take anything personally. Even basically the projections of the mind of God. When I say that, not that you shouldn't heed it, but you know, some people, when they start hearing voices, they sometimes take it personally. Anyway, one's internet connection, is an impersonal neutral relationship with the intelligence of the quantum field. And you can call that source or however you know God. It's a neutral, you know, the reality of it is neutral. It's not judgmental. It's information. It's an intelligence that frames order and harmony with an intelligence that is systemic throughout the field. And, you know, the fabric of the quantum field is there's divine order and harmony throughout. It all follows these natural laws of order and harmony. Now, I've gone into this in more detail in previous shows when I conveyed this understanding of field dynamics with the geometry of divinity in terms of right dynamic energy fields, round magnetic energy fields, and radiant energy fields. And the combination of those three types of fields create the mosaic, you might say, the holographic fractal order of the universe. They operate on all levels from atomic to galactic. Right dynamic energy fields, like in astrology, squares and oppositions, and round magnetic energy fields, like conjunctions where there's a blending of energies, and radiant energy fields, like with astrology, psychology, it's the trines and sextiles, and there's a geometry to these field dynamics. And I wanted to reference that because it's this, you might say, order of the universe or this geometry of divinity. It's nothing personal. It's just cosmic law. It's the way energetics work, again, from the atomic to the galactic. So there is divine order in the universe, and whether you frame it with pure geometry thought forms or just know this divine order as heart coherent frequencies of compassion. There is a place in time and space where universal love naturally rules. And universal love in terms of, again, divine order and divine harmony, law of the angles, language of the angels, however you want to frame it, there is a place in time and space where universal love naturally rules. And that's the sweet spot that with all you're getting is forgiving. Always worlds without end. Some things just don't change. So that's kind of the theme of cosmic love. I get into this kind of stuff on a regular basis. Hope it's not irritating you anyway. My voice is a little off. I'm not sure why. It has been the last couple of days. And perhaps I'm doing some kind of a cleanse, but my own harmonics aren't what I consider anywhere near perfection. I'm doing the best I can. So I'm going to go into this a little bit more. I've been talking about the spiritual aspects of what goes on with the, you might say, the internet connection with the web of light of the quantum field, you know, one way of looking at net reality. And this is the inner net source of net neutrality in the web of the spirit that matters on Earth as in cosmos at large. So that whole concept of the prayer building the kingdom conscience on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom conscience, the conscience of, spirit, here on earth as in heaven. This is what we're referring to when I talk about spiritual net reality and networking for net worth, value-added networking. From that perspective, we're really talking about the spirit that matters on earth as in cosmos at large. Mentally, I'm referring to, and this is another direction, way of looking at the whole, the capstone conscience. Mentally, how we process the spirit that matters in our mental body, it's really an understanding of your personal portal of perception in your holodeck. You might say the holodeck of the field, the brain field between your ears. This being referred to increasingly as a holodeck, holographic field, like the deck. It's like the holodeck in the Star Trek movies. There's a holodeck where you create, your own reality, and you might say program your own biocomputer to create your own reality. So this concept of the holodeck as a field of consciousness between your ears is really the understanding of an interface between your brain, your own personal brain field, and the impersonal, you might say, mind of God, or laws of God, or order of the universe. So it's a combination of both the personal and the impersonal. And it's your impersonal personality, neutral personality, where there's an interface between the impersonal and the personal. And I'm going through it this way to kind of relate the concept of polarity. There's two dynamics working here. Mentally, everyone's got their ego that they're working through, their filters. And their filters, works through their holodeck, their brain field, to filter, the larger field of the intelligence of Source or the intelligence of God, however you understand divine intelligence or, your higher self, your real self, your cosmic Christ self. So these are metaphors I've, referenced in terms of the higher mental, or the higher mental has an interface, you might say, with the spiritual, your spiritual being. This interface is basically where you mediate, your higher self some people would say their soul, their soul conscience, within their own, between their ears. So this understanding of the left brain logic and right brain intuition, I provide hot links to go into more understanding the hemispheres of the brain and how they work as this interface, this brain field, how it works from left brain to right. And I go into this more, in terms of upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, and rear brain, forebrain foresight and rear brain hindsight, left brain logic, right brain intuition. Go into this more at the link in light language. As those who haven't read that link before with the videos that are provided there, the understanding of the language of consciousness as light language is an exquisite metaphor for understanding the dynamics within your holodeck, between the brain field, between your ears. So I'm benchmarking these concepts, which I'm using increasingly for new people and who have become, you might say, veterans of cosmic love. There are initiates and there are adepts on this list, and some people listen occasionally to get an upgrade, a refresher on these concepts. But these are the concepts that are really defining the field, the collective field on all levels, from spiritual to the mental, emotional and physical, our net reality in the internet, in our social networks, and how we're culturing a new net reality. And I'm going to be going into this more with the understanding of networking for net worth, value-added networking. So the emotional aspect of this value-added networking is really a function of what's called heart coherence. And heart coherence is actually a resonance factor when you're in a frequency of holy compassion, loving kindness, There's actual frequencies like 528 hertz that is well known as the standard, kind of like the glue for the throughout the universe as far as a frequency of a resonant frequency with the heart of the universe. It's a frequency that resonates with the heart when you're in that consciousness of holy compassion, loving kindness. And there's a science to it. The science that was pioneered by Dan Winter, who I've had on the show a couple times. Dan has pioneered his heart coherence technology and applications that you can actually use on your iPhone. And that application will actually show when you are in, or the person you're talking to is in the frequency of holy compassion, is in coherence. And you know how when you're in a really good conversation with someone and you almost know what they're going to say and you have that kind of rapport, there's a coherence factor. And there's an energy, it's like a frequency of harmony, attunement, you know, it's like enlightened listening with the heart, speaking from the heart. And this is actually can be now registered. It's like a biofeedback interface on this on an iPhone where you can get this application, and it'll actually resonate and respond to the frequencies in your voice, and be able to let you know if those frequencies and those harmonics are a golden ratio algorithm of your heart rhythm to let you know if you're in that frequency or the person you're speaking to is in their heart, and so creating, you might say, coherent conversations of any kind. This will be a standard in the golden age, the new age, 2014. For those who are using it, it's a revelation. Dan has thousands of downloads of that application. I think it's $18 for that application. You can experiment with it. Just go to his website called. If you just Google Dan Winter, heart coherence. Better yet, just go to the website that I provided and the link I provided in breakthrough applications under emotionally when it says quantum computing. This emotional direction I just referred to, heart coherence standard, your personal neutral personality, the personal aspect of loving kindness and holy compassion, this heart coherence is a neutral sense of the, you might say, the quintessential fabric of the quantum universe. And I provided a link with an understanding of this on quantum reality, on quantum science, and breakthrough applications, and that goes into specifically Dan Winter and his software that you can actually connect on the internet and go look at it and buy it if you want and play with it, experiment with it. We're talking about, this is real. So this is again, it's personal. Heart coherence is a very personal thing. And as far as your personality goes, whether you're coherent or not, in your heart or not, there's ways to center and connect with your heart. The Heart Math Institute gets into this a lot. But this understanding of the energy in motion as emotion and the direction, you might say, towards the center from the bottom up, it's like the principle of the Divine Mother nurturing or raising up the higher self, the real self, the Christ self, towards the Father. You might say the law, cosmic law, and the impersonal law. So you have, the impersonal and the personal. There's a dynamic here, and the different directions to the center come from different sides, you might say, of the pyramid of wholeness. If you look, as you look down on it, these graphics that I provided in the talking points for the show go into this. And there's also the physical dimension of this. You have the spiritual, mental, emotional, and the physical, as it goes physical, the spirit that matters. This represents physically, and you might say, an economics of abundance, your personal neutral integrity. And again, personal in the sense that it's your physical body now. As these energies go physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, what you do to the web, you do to yourself. What you do to your holodeck spiritually, your mental body, your emotional body, emotionally, is going to manifest physically in your body. You might say the cause of all disease is disease spiritually. So spiritual harmony and order, you know, that you might say the capstone vision of divine harmony and divine order, taking it from the top, as you spiral from the top down to the mental body, the emotional body, the physical, you might say, foundation of the pyramid of self and civilization is your body. And in civilization, the foundation of the pyramid is economics. So an economics of abundance follows from abundant consciousness, abundant spirituality, abundant mental framing of reality, net reality. And looking at net reality, again, from an emotional perspective, heart coherence, you know, the frequency of loving kindness. But physically looking at net worth, value-added networking, it can be financial. It can be the abundant life. It can be the economics of abundance that follows from abundant caring and sharing, you know, the vision of virtue and valor for the victory of higher conscience, enlightened mental body, loving emotions. There's a natural manifestation and correspondence that follows like clockwork, you might say, from the top down. And of course, you're also spiraling from that capstone to higher octaves, higher dimensions. And so the capstone, really, the concept of the capstone is an interface from the higher etheric energies into the lower, four lower bodies, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. So this is largely on what I'm framing is an understanding of a cosmic law from the perspective of the field, which you might say is the net. You have the etheric net, you have the mental net, and the holodeck, that interface, you might say, of consciousness personally with the impersonal mind of God. You have the interface emotionally with heart coherence as a standard for mass-to-mass communications, whereby 100 or 1,000, a million people can communicate at the same time to a YouTube video. This is the future of net reality. This is where it's going. This is what I've talked a lot about in previous shows and on the HeartCom network about an interactive interface for mass-to-mass telecom, telecommunications, teleconscience, telecare, health, and telecommerce, the economy. So I'm going off again in all these metaphoric integrated correspondences from the material today to previous shows and the ongoing theme of cosmic love. And it is in terms of the divine order and the divine harmony in the universe and where it meets in the network, in the web of light, in the worldwide web, in the morphogenic grids of the earth and the morphogenic grids of collective consciousness, you know, the global brain, you might say. There's this transformation process going on. It's called a matriculation of the matrix, whereby all the ancient records and habits, you know, going back, you know, souls and embodiment, many incarnations, there's a lot of people on the planet right now. They got a front row seat to the big drama going on right now. This is it. It's this is the time, you might say, that was foreordained for a lot of things happening. And it's happening now. Some will, you might say, come up higher and faster, more love and light and love easier and faster, and some won't. My idea is with the show is basically address, you know, the high road, how to claim the victory and seize the high ground. The higher the vision, the greater the results, and the vision of transformation, the collective consciousness of global humanity will largely be a function of how we involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness, and that will be a function of how we involve and evolve our individual and collective net reality, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, in government, education, healthcare, and the economy. They're all related. It's like the four directions, the four dimensions that are integrated in the fifth whereby basically we have the vision of how this works, how this can work with an interactive interface for mass telecom, whereby people, hundreds or a thousand, a million people can be watching a YouTube video or something live or recorded and responding on a real-time basis with the alphanumeric keyboard on their computer or the touchtone pad on their smartphone, and actually respond with three numbers in sequence, which corresponds to this XYZ coordinate axis, you might say, of the cosmic cube, in the space frame, that in sequence, in time, is the fourth dimension, that any one moment in time, moment to moment, you can respond with three numbers in sequence and hit the pound key, which sets the dot in a cube. And those dots and the field of dots can represent the collective consciousness. And whether it's polarizing or integrating the collective consciousness at any time of a video so that people can create a new video showing how people responded at any one moment and how that relates to, you might say, the collective field consciousness with context and meaning depending on, you know, what part of the video they're responding to. But basically, you can take the highlights of a video and collective response then to create new videos, framing, you know, might say, real-time polling of the collective consciousness on any issue, and whether they're in their heart or not. You know, basically two views of it, those who are in their heart and those who are not in their heart, which says a lot about educating the heart, you know, how we get our act together, you know, with heart or not. And the concept here is, once there's biofeedback or psyche feedback and heart coherence biofeedback, and you know better, you know, we tend to do better. So educating the heart becomes a real-time, you know, interactive possibility with the ability then to create videos that represent, you know, highlights of other videos that really are, or you might say, clarifying the understanding of the collective field of consciousness in social networks. So we have a new world of social networks, you know, of social conscience, and we're moving to a global networks increasingly. There's like language translators can translate this interactive interface I was referring to very simply into any language on Earth. And there's universal translators that are coming online, like the series on the iPhone where you can ask it questions. Well, there's voice recognition software out there now that can translate different languages on Earth on a real-time basis. And that's coming online. And again, this is all defining. We'll define what's called Web 3.0. You know, Web 1.0 was the original internet. Web 2.0 was social networks that were interactive on a one-to-one basis or one-to-many basis. But Web 3.0 will be many-to-many. It will be mass-to-mass interaction. And the vision of that, very important for people who want to understand where things are going and how to get there. So another dimension of this I wanted to go into before I do a wrap, with about a 10-minute meditation at the end of the show. Before I do that, I want to reference the understanding of what's going on with the economics of networking for net worth. You might say the next economy will be a function of abundance consciousness, to where the spiritual factors, the mental, emotional, physical factors are integrated at a higher level, at a more congruent level, with a higher conscience. Basically, abundant conscience translates to the abundant life in a lot of different ways. And I could go into that more, and I did want to reference the next show coming up on Cosmic Love, and I'll probably have that show information up here the first of this next week. That'd be up for a couple weeks or 10 days before this next show. I'm going to have Lawrence Katzman on, who's a brilliant copywriter on the concept of relationship networking. And the state of the arts in social networking and what's going on with relationship networking and value-added networking as far as for net worth, for prosperity, for again, for financially as well as physically, you know, the value of, the, you might say, the four lower bodies, spiritually, mentally, emotional, and physical components, the way they can be integrated into social networking or relationship networking, you know, networking on your in over your social media. That's, again, the future that's maturing, and Lawrence has a lot of state-of-the-arts information and websites, working websites that demonstrate what that looks like. And to me, that's really exciting. I've been following the networking industry, social media, for years. It's been evolving very fast. If you want to see the state-of-the-arts and cutting-edge, highly recommend you look at the information that I've provided in the link on the website that you can look more information on this concept of networking for net worth. And I did mention this, that a model, a good example, the newly released videos on this, and I provided a link that you can go to, and that's under the physical or financial direction and dimension on the show notes page. That's about halfway down in the physical direction. I refer to some newly released videos that was actually scripted by Lawrence Katzman. You'll be able to see what the state of the arts is, and it's really phenomenal what his team of video production assistants are doing. It's an Emmy award-winning team. They've done Emmy award-winning team for videos, movies they've produced. So I highly recommend you look at that. I want to thank you for listening to this point. There's numerous links there you can go into if you want to browse more of the HeartComm network. And I want to thank everyone for listening to Cosmic Love. I'm going to go into this kind of a meditation to decompress. If you'd like to get a little bit more of the cosmic perspective of Cosmic Love. So happy trails until we meet again, and we'll see you on those cosmic highways. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Thank you. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love and action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love and man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.